The Apostles, chapter 1.
Those of you that are having your Bible, just turn with me to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, we shall read verse 15 to 20. And I think my Bible is the King James. Acts chapter 1 from verse 15 to 20. For those of you that are just coming in, I said that we should read Acts chapter 1, verse 15 to 20. And I read, "And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said," the number of names together were about 120. "Men and brethren, the scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. He was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric let another take." Another Bible say here, "his office let another take." I want you to say, "God forbid that another person should take my office." Our Father and our God, we thank you so much for this day that you have made. I thank you for this great opportunity that you have granted me to be in NKS low level. I thank you for my sisters and my brothers that are seated. Father, we have come before your presence. We ask, Lord God, that you will speak to us as a father will speak to his children. And if there be anything that will steal your word from us, Father, we reject and we refuse it in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, O Lord, that you place before us open heavens this morning, that whatever we shall hear, O Lord God, shall be with us, O Lord, shall produce fruits, O Lord God, and that, Father, you will advance us to another level in your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, once again, good morning. When I got to know that I'll be preaching in this church this morning, some weeks back, I started meditating and I was asking God to give me something so that I would not just talk what is coming from my head, but by His grace, I'll be able to speak as the oracle of God. And while I was meditating, this portion of the Bible came to me. And what is even more pathetic in this story that we have read, those of you that have opened this place with me, it says that his office let another take. And as I was reading that to myself, I was saying, God forbid, God forbid, God forbid, that my office as a pastor, my crown in heaven and all the other things, I will lose it After I have been a pastor for a while, I have labored in the ministry, I have labored in the kingdom of God, I have come to the church all the days of my life. And then someday as I appeared before God, God will say, let another person take his reward. God forbid in Jesus' name. That no other person will take your reward. God will adequately give you your reward in the name of Jesus. Are you following me at all? Follow me very carefully. Just let's look at some scriptures after we are through. We'll just pray and then I will leave. Some days, or rather some weeks, or is it a month back, some people were nominated to be appointed as ministers of the Federal Republic of Nigeria by the President, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. One of the nominees appeared, according to what I heard or what I read, she appeared at the National Assembly only to be told that they have changed her name. Another person is on that list. That she's not the one. I think it was the nominee from Kano State, that somebody else has taken her place, that she has been replaced. According to what I read, it was at the National Assembly that she got to know that. And that was how she missed that opportunity of being a minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. I was talking to somebody in Benue State here. And I think it was Bid. He was also nominated. I don't know how they do it in government house, but I think his name was also shortlisted among the people that were to be given the post of commissioners. And I was talking with him. I asked, sir, how is it going? He said, fine. How is it going? Fine. How is it going? Fine. About maybe, is it 30 minutes or how many minutes for the announcement to be made? The name was removed. And another person's name came in. Brothers and sisters, in this life, that is how things could be as bad as that. That somebody's name may be removed. And I came to say that for me and you, I have this singular desire that my name and your name will stay where it is supposed to be. That whoever struggled to remove our name, it is rather his name that will be removed, not our own name. Amen. The story we have read, let me just give you part of this story. This man called Judas, as you know, he was one of the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. And wherever Jesus traveled to, he went. He labored as they even said that he was the treasurer among the 12 disciples. And he labored and labored and labored. And toward the end of the ministry of Jesus Christ, they said that Satan entered him. And he was the one that betrayed Jesus. And after he betrayed Jesus, the money he got, he didn't even use it. He brought it and then they rejected the money. He went and hanged himself. It is this man that Peter is now telling us here. Look at what Peter said about him. Peter said that, for it is written, no, before them. Peter said this in verse 17. He said, for he was numbered with us. He was a member of our church. He leveled with us. That he was numbered with us. And had obtained part of this ministry. That was what happened. This man was a member. He was among the 12. That is why Peter said he was numbered with us. And not just numbered with us. He had obtained part of this ministry. In other words, he had enjoyed part of the ministry. And then at the end of it, his life ended as if it was a disaster. Now he ended like that. He was part of them, 12 disciples. His name was removed. And here they said that Peter is saying that he had obtained part of the ministry. He said, now this man, look at now. Yeah, he is now saying, now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst and in the midst. And all the bowers and his bowers gushed out. And Peter was saying now, concluding it, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell, and his office. In other words, Judah labored, but labored in vain. He labored and labored for nothing. He was among them, but he had no reward for his labor. There are things like that, even in this life. I am making some comparative analysis. In this life, you could labor and labor and labor, and sometimes labor in vain. I remember somebody was a commissioner in Benue State, and he employed an old man as his Megadi. What do you call Megadi? Getmana. Is it Getman? Okay, he said Getman. So let's take the Getman. So he employed this Getman. And after the Getman worked for 6 months, he did not pay him. What he did was that he drove him away. That is, he labored and labored for nothing. He was not paid. There are people like that that have labored. They have labored in this life, but they have labored in vain. And I used to pray to God. I say, God Almighty, help me that in this ministry, I don't labor in vain. And I am too sure that those of you that are sitting here, you may also be praying this prayer and say, God, as I labor in this life, as I labor in the choir, as I labor coming to the church, as I labor in this, as I labor in this office, may I not labor in vain. Amen. That should be my prayer. That should be your prayer. Look at this man. The Bible says he obtained part of the ministry. He labored. In what our Peter was saying, this man labored with us. From the beginning, he was amongst us. He worked with us. If Jesus moved to Galilee, he moved to Galilee. If Jesus went there, he went there. But look at this man now. Look at the way he ended. His life was a disaster. He didn't end well. May I end well in Jesus' name. May you also end well in the name of Jesus. I am praying God Almighty. Whatever it is that I have done, let God have mercy on me so that I will end well. I don't know how you are praying. Whatever it is that you have done, whatever sin that you have committed, may God have mercy on me and you. So that by the grace of God, all of us will end well. Number one, yeah. Okay. I read another story. This story is found in, this one is found in Genesis. Look at this story in Genesis. Genesis chapter what? Genesis 27. Look at Genesis 27. If you have your Bible, just open there. Let me show you something. Genesis 27. Genesis 27 from verse 28. Genesis chapter 27, verse 28. Genesis 27. 28. Look at this pathetic story. The story is about Esau and Jacob. Verse 30. Let's just look at verse 30. 27:30. He said, now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely, that's the way this Bible puts it. Okay, And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob. Look at the word the Bible says. As soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out. That is what hardly he would have seen how he was going out. Had scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that what? His brother, that Esau, his brother did what? Came in from where? Hunting. Please, the media person, keep moving it for me, sir. And he also made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison. That thy soul may bless me. Move on, sir. And Isaac his father said unto him, who are you? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that had taken venison and brought it to me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest? And have blessed him ye, and he shall be what? Blessed. Move on, sir. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, my father. Move on, sir. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety, and had taken away thy blessing. And he said, it's not he rightly named Jacob? For he had, look at it, those two things. For he had supplanted me these two times. Number one, he took away my birthright. Number two, and behold now he had taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? Move on, sir. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord and all his brethren, and I have given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I now do unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, oh my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Move on, sir. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth. I think that shall be far from the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Look at that. The father said, go bring something for me. Let me eat and bless. And the mother was hearing. And the mother now changed the whole thing. And look at this boy. He went in and he got the blessing and he left. As soon as he was going out, the Bible said the brother now came. And he said, my father, move. Arise and eat from thy son. He was coming with joy. He was coming. He knew that day he would be blessed. But as he came in, the father said, who are you? He said, who are you? He said, I am thy firstborn, Esau. He said, who has deceived me and collected the blessing that I should have blessed you? And the boy cried. He cried. He said, He lifted up his voice as we are reading, and he cried, said, he even begged the father. He said, do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me too. Bless me. And when the father opened his mouth, he said, you will be far away. He said, you will serve your brother. This is what will happen to you. You will not have wine. You will live in a dry place. You will serve your brother. The only thing that will happen to you is this. When you have exercised dominion, then you will break his yoke off your neck. Ah, God forbid. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said what? God forbid. Look at the senior now serving the junior.
The father said, I have given him wine. I have given him everything. I have done this. I have done that. May nobody take your place in Jesus' name. And I used to pray this prayer. I say, God, whatever it is that I have done, may nobody take my place. I don't know how you used to pray. But look at him. He said, let me speak modern English. The guy cried. He cried. He said, Father, please bless me. Please bless me. The father said, yeah, I have blessed him already. And the boy cried. He cried. He said, this boy, this my brother, two times. Number one, he collected my birthright. Now he has collected the blessing. The only consolation this boy has, he said, when my father die, I will do what? I will kill him. But the real thing is that the blessing was gone. May nobody take your blessing in Jesus' name. We are in a world where anything can happen. They were telling me that those of you that are politicians in this church, they said that in politics, anything can happen. That anything can happen. So it is not only in politics, it is also in the Bible. That somebody that was supposed to be blessed, the father loved him. Because he used to cook and give the father. He used to prepare good food and give the father now said, I am old. I don't know when I'm going to die. Go kill an animal. Prepare it the way I love. Bring it. Let me eat and bless. And the Bible said the mother was hearing. There are some heavy mothers nowadays who the mother was hearing. She behaved as if that one is not her son. She could have gone to the father and said, when I had these children in my womb, God told me that the second, they said, she didn't say that. She do magu-magu. And collected the blessing. If you read the Bible very well, you discover that it was Esau's blessing. So even when the father asked him, who are you? He said, I am Esau. So it was not blessing. It was not Jacob's blessing. In this life, this is the unfortunate thing that can happen. Somebody can snatch. Somebody can collect your blessing. Somebody can collect your place. Somebody can displace you. And it happens. But I pray that where God has planted you, nobody will displace you in Jesus' name. One pastor was talking. He was saying that, he was telling another pastor, he said, "Dead negin kimba pastor an oga o, fire yon brabe yon kwa veka, dead negin kimba o." That's the second picture of how somebody can lose his blessing. Let me give you another picture here. Genesis 13. Genesis again, this is Genesis. Let me give you another story. Genesis 38. Move to Genesis 38 from verse 27. Look at another funny story here. Let me give you part of this story before we read. It was Judah. The Bible said that Judah moved from his brother where he was staying, and he moved and stayed somewhere. And he got a wife. And the wife gave birth to three sons. And the first son, because he was wicked, God killed him. And so this one was married. And the custom then was that the younger brother will now take your wife and raise children for you. And this second one refused to do that. He will sleep with the lady quite well, but he will discharge outside, not inside. And God was not happy with this boy. And the Bible said that God killed him.
And so Judah was afraid that the last son may die. So he asked this woman to go back to her father's house and stay there as a widow. When this last son is, the last son's name was Shelah. When Shelah is grown, he will be given to her as husband. But when this child grew up, Judah did not do that. So this lady now heard that Judah was going somewhere. She went and sat somewhere and behaved as if she was a harlot. And so when Judah passed there, then Judah's wife was dead now. When Judah passed there, he thought it was a harlot, so he said he would sleep with her. And she collected some things from me and said, let me hold this thing before you send the thing you say you will send. And so when he took this woman and slept with her, had his daughter-in-law slept with her. And when he sent those things, he didn't see anybody. The person he sent asked, where is the harlot? They said, we don't have any harlot in this place. And so after 3 months, Judah heard that his daughter-in-law was now pregnant. And he said, let them bring this woman out so that they will burn her. So the woman now came and said that, let them call Judah. So those things she collected, she said, who is the owner of these things? And Judah said that he's the one. He now said, oh, the woman is even more righteous than me. Then, where I want us to read is from verse 37. The Bible says 27, and it came to pass in the time of her travail, that behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand. One of them put out his hand. And the nurse now took something and tied his hand. A scarlet thread, according to the Bible. And she said, because this one came out first. What happened in this story, I don't know. What happened? But let me read from here. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand. What happened that he drew back his hand? Those of you that have read this story, have you imagined why? You want to come out. You put out your hand. And the nurse said that you are the first child that is coming out. They carry something and tie your hand. And they even announce that you are the first child. What happened that he drew his hand back? My brother, can you imagine that kind of a story? That people were already celebrating that he's coming out. He's coming out. And they carry something and tie his hand to indicate that this is the first child. And the boy withdrew his hand. There are people like that in the church. You were vibrant. People thought you were. But what happened? You have drawn back. This was coming, was coming, was coming. There was celebration. Oh, this is the first one, this is the first one. The guy took back his hand. I hope you are not like that in the church. That we are celebrating you, they don't know that you are withdrawing. That the church is not interested. You are, it's not in, you are withdrawing. And now he drew back his hand. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand, that behold, his word, his brother came out. What, I don't know what the brother was saying. If you don't want to go, give me a chance. Let me what? Go out. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that behold his brother came out. And she said, how has thou broken forth this breach be upon thee? Therefore his name was called Perez. Look at life. The first became the what? The second. And the second became what? The first. In other words, he came first, but he didn't come out. When I read that story, I was just imagining what happened that this boy
withdrew his hand. What happened? Why are you withdrawing? What happened that he withdrew? Okay, what happened that, let me use another, what happened that he backslid? What happened that instead of saying, okay, I have come out, they are already celebrating me, let me come out. The Bible says he withdrew. And when he withdrew, the brother would have said, since you don't want to come out, let me come out. And this one now broke forth. He broke forth and he went out. And when he went out, they said, how hast thou broken forth? My brother, may God cause me and you to break forth like that. Are you hearing me? In case there is somebody that is blocking you and he doesn't want to go forward, and there are people that don't want to go forward and they don't want you to go forward. And this one says, if you don't want to go out, let me go out. And he shoot himself. He said, give me chance. And then when he came out, his name was called Pharez. And the next verse now, he said, and afterward. Look at that. That one, you don't make emphasis. They just say afterward. Came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called what? Zara. You wanted to go out, you didn't go. And so, instead of being the firstborn, you are now the second. You are now not the firstborn because you withdrew. Brothers and sisters, in this Christianity, in this Christian life, don't withdraw. Don't withdraw. Keep on going. Keep on going. Look at this boy. His place, another person took it. And he became the second and not the third again. God forbid for me and you, are you hearing me? That nobody takes your place. Why I was trying to read the Bible yesterday, the last portion of the Bible that came to me is in Revelation. See, Revelation chapter 3. Where do we start the reading? Chapter 3. It's talking about the church. I think the church in Philadelphia. Let me see where the story begins. Okay. From verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this thing said he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened and no man shut, and when he shut, no man opened. He said, I know thy works. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Say amen. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied me. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept thy word, the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Verse 11. Say, behold, I come quickly. Hold that which you have, that no man would take thy crown. Hold that which you have. This is the only church among the seven churches that was commended. The other church, they will say, your work is not your work. But this one, they said they were few. And they held on. My brothers and sisters, in this Christianity, in this life, there are people that started well. I went to my village. I went to one village after Naka. I went down to Agagbe. After Agagbe, I went to a place called Mbapupu, very close to Idomalan. And I met an elderly man singing some old NKST song. And I was asking, does he attend NKST church? They said that these were the first people that had contact with the missionaries. And that man became a native doctor. And he'll be singing NKST song, moving everywhere, going everywhere. Ask him, what has happened? He was no more. He was once a Christian, but is no more. These people, the Bible said that they held on. They held on. The Bible said, God himself said, I will keep them. I will make sure that at the hour of temptation, nothing happens to them. Brothers and sisters, I know that being a Christian is not easy. I know it, and I know that you know that it's not easy. But we have decided to follow Jesus. We used to sing a song in FCS that said, I have decided to follow Jesus, no going back, no going back. Now that you have made up your mind that you will follow Jesus, please and please, I beg you in this, I beg, even if I will not never have contact with you, I beg you, my brothers, I beg you, my sisters, those of you that have made up your mind and say, I'm going to be a Christian, whatever happened, I will not backslide. These people faced temptation, they didn't backslide. They faced hardship, they didn't go back. Other churches were not commended, but they were commended. Now you have become a Christian. How long you have been a Christian? You have suffered long. Very soon you will die. Very soon I will pass out. Very soon it will be like that. When I appear before God, I want God to say, tell me, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in your work. What I called you to do as a pastor, you did it. When I called you to be an elder, you were a faithful elder. When I made you sing in the choir, you were faithful. And God will look at you and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I know it's not easy. I know being a Christian is tough, especially in these days that things are difficult. But brother, hold on. Don't give up. The Bible says here, I am coming quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take your crown. Amen. Let me tell you a story and then we'll pray. When I was a student at the University of Calabar, I had nobody to sponsor me, so I suffered so much. So one day I was thinking of going back to school just to pack my things and come back to Benue. Because I didn't know what to do. I had one shoe. The shoe chop, don't be finished. I don't know whether you have made that kind of a situation. That when I'll be coming back from Calabar, I'll be asking myself, how am I going to get money to go back to Calabar? How will I get money? And when I go back to Calabar, I will not have enough money. And I was just thinking, must I go to school? After I'm by every time I cry, I can't buy you for younger. And I kept telling that to myself. So one day I visited somebody, and he said, Vincent, I know you are suffering. I know it's not easy with you, I know, but just keep on. Have courage. Go through. And he said somebody came yesterday, he was telling him the same thing. That now ginger me, and I went back to Calabar. After I had graduated, I told myself that one day I will not go to Calabar again. I will never ever go back to that place. Unfortunately for me, God gave me a wife from Calabar. But I made it, even my certificate, I asked somebody to collect it for me because of the suffering. But when I collected it, I also became, people were boasting those days that they have degree. Means, I'm going to have a degree. But I suffered. What am I saying? I know you are suffering as a Christian. I know it's not easy. But keep on, let no one take your crown. Don't give up. Don't throw your faith away. Don't backslide. Don't say, me, I'm tired. Don't say, no, I have waited to have a husband and no one is coming. One lady came and met me. He said, Pastor, hear what somebody told me. I said, what did he say? He said, you are getting old. So even if it is somebody with one eye, just marry and settle. There are things you are going through. You are supposed to be married and you are not married. You are going through this. You are going through this. You feel like giving up. But the Bible says, I come quickly. Don't give up. Don't give up. My sisters and my brothers, don't give up. God is coming. I remember when Pastor Sean was alive, he was explaining this portion of the Bible. He said that God said, I'm coming with my reward. In other words, when God comes, he's holding his reward to give us. He's not coming to send somebody to collect it. He's coming with the reward. And he said, hold on fast. Don't backslide. Keep on going. I know it's tough, but keep on going. I know it's difficult, but keep on going. I know it's hard, but keep on going. He said, very soon, I am coming, and I will come quickly. I will come with my reward. Hold fast. Let no one collect your crown. Please, I beg you. Even if you want to backslide, let this message encourage you not to backslide. Are you hearing me? When you backslide, another person will take your crown. Another person will take your place. Esau backslid. Somebody collected. This one brought forth his hand. He carried it back. Somebody collected. Hold on to God, sir. Hold on to God, my sister. Mommy, hold on to God. You say, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I don't need to know what you are going through. Do you not know what I'm going through myself? Must I know what you are going through? As long as God knows what you are going through, that's okay. The pastor may not know. The elders may not know. Others may not know. But God knows. And God says, I should tell you this morning. Hold on. Hold fast. Don't backslide. Don't go back. Don't move back. He said, very soon I am coming. And I'm coming with my reward. Let nobody collect your crown. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ, my. Stand up, let us sing that.
Praises ring, glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises.
My brother,
my king. Standing, promises of God.
I want you to be silent. Let me tell you what one of the verses said. It says, standing on the promises of Christ, I cannot fail. Maybe you are standing on some other thing. That's why you are failing. That's why you are falling. But brothers and sisters, stand on the word of God. Keep on standing. One day me and you will jam in heaven. I will shake you and you will shake me. And I will say, wait down for making it. Wait down, brother, for making it. Wait down, sister, that you have made it. Never, 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 never backslide. Never, never go back. Because when you take back your hand, your brother will take your crown. Let nobody snatch your crown. Standing again, choir, sing. Standing again.
Oh, standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Promises of God.
Father, we have sung that song, and that is our pledge this morning, that we shall stand. We ask, O Lord, that you will give us, you supply the grace for us to stand. On our own, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. Give us, O Lord, the capacity. Give us, O Lord, the ability. Give us, O Lord, the energy. Give us, O Lord, the power to stand. That no one takes our crown. That someday, O Lord, myself and my brothers, after we have withstood everything, we shall meet in heaven. And Father, we shall rejoice that we have not drawn our hands back. In this race, O Lord, help us, O Lord, help us, O Lord. That sister that is weak, help her to stand. That brother that is almost backsliding, help him, O Lord. Help us as individuals and help us as a church, O Lord. That we will stand and stand and stand and stand and stand and stand. And then we shall end in glory. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen.